Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The need for reliable and timely rail service is critical for really all of the U.S. cotton industry, whether we're talking about exporting baled cotton from the interior, getting it to the ports so it can be positioned to export it to markets around the world, as well as moving cottonseed from gins to their end users and customers, be it dairy farms, oil mills, and other users of cottonseed. Having that reliable, timely rail service is critical for so many different segments of our industry. And certainly, like other parts of the supply chain, we have seen severe constraints and service disruptions. And it's been encouraging in recent months to see the level of attention being brought to this and really trying to force some action to hopefully get better, more reliable service from the railroads and to ensure that they are serving their agricultural customers, their ag shippers appropriately. So some of the things that have happened recently is one of the groups that the National Cotton Council participates in is the Agricultural Transportation Working Group, a broad coalition that includes most of the commodity groups, other ag groups, those that rely on shipping ag products. The coalition sent a letter to the Surface Transportation Board, which is the entity, government entity that regulates the railroads. And we outlined the service challenges and the failures and some recommended improvements or actions that we thought would help. And then shortly after that, the Surface Transportation Board held a two-day hearing to hear from various shipping constituencies and customers about their challenges. And a big part of that hearing was dedicated to what was happening in agriculture. One of the most recent actions that the Surface Transportation Board took earlier this month, following that hearing in late April, was to start requiring the Class I railroads to provide very regular, frequent updates to the Surface Transportation Board on their service plans, data on cargo and shipments and shipping times, delays, and also more specifically required some of the major carriers to submit to the Surface Transportation Board some service recovery plans. So what are the steps that those railroads plan to take to try to bring on more employees, bring on additional equipment, and try to address the backlogs and the delays that are impacting so many agricultural shippers, including the cotton industry?